ready for an entertaining, innovative, and provocative experience. One that is going to elevate your energy, your excellence, and your lifestyle. Join this Triple Heart Lifestyle Enhancement Experience called The Setup. Connect with Chloe Taylor Brown, an expert guest, every Monday from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. Eastern Time by calling 317-932-1078 or by logging on to www.mylifesetup.com. And remember, you can always connect with Chloe at www.chloetaylorbrown.com.
Good morning, everyone. I am here today. I'm your host for the Setup Radio Show, Chloe Taylor Brown. And I have a wonderful guest today, Miss Catherine Taylor, who is all the way from the Gold Coast, Queensland, England. I'm thinking about the Queen of England, but Australia. I am really, really thrilled because Catherine has been a mentor to me. She's been a friend to me, and she is one of the premier leaders when it comes to getting people to change their mind about who they are. Catherine Taylor is about life experiences and living it full out. This woman is all about humanity, and her whole mission is to enable humanity to attain spiritual, emotional, and financial freedom. She wants to empower individuals to break free from the traps of the human condition and create great wealth and success for themselves and the world at large. We're going to be talking today about creating an extraordinary life. This powerhouse woman's natural ability to awaken people from their slumber of mediocrity has turned into her global mission. She has spent over 20 years helping thousands internationally to transform their personal lives as well as their businesses, including government officials like Mikhail Gorbachev, General Norman you're going to have to pronounce that for me, Catherine. Also, Rich Dad, Poor Dad's author and trainer, Robert Kiyosaki. And I'm going to share some amazing and clever ways to elevate your ability to accomplish more. But I want to jump right in to start talking to Catherine because, as you know, this time is going to go very quickly. Catherine, are you with me? Hello,
yes,
Catherine.
I'm here, Chloe. Hi,
how
Chloe.
How are you, darling?
I am fantastically well. Thanks so much.
You know what? I owe you a really, really big hug, and I'm going to send it through the airwaves because it's after midnight in Australia. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's 12:03 a.m. where I am at this point in time.
And you still have lots of energy.
Absolutely.
And you still have all of your energy that you have reserved just for the listeners for the setup. Well, Catherine, tell me, and we have a little bit delayed, so I'm going to try to be very, very patient and contain my excitement. But I want you to tell me right now. We're gonna start from where you are right now, and then we're gonna work back. Tell us about the extraordinary life that you have created for yourself, that you really created on your own for yourself. Now, we do know we have lots of mentors and coaches and trainers, but you created this extraordinary life. So please jump in and share wherever you'd like to start.
Sure, Chloe. Thanks so much. Well, at this point in time in my life, I am a very blessed woman who has a beautiful family, a very new grandson in my life who has come along very early, which is just so wonderful, and he's doing fantastically well. I have a business that is thriving, but more importantly, you know, my heart and my soul is just alive in regards to the work that I do. I live right on the beach by the Pacific Ocean on the Gold Coast in Australia, and it's just magnificent. I walk out every morning and I look out there and I go, thank you. Thank you so much. you know, and I feel incredibly blessed with what I've been able to create. And just today, we've just on the back end of finish a weekend event, and which was just a transformational process for people that we worked with, and just helping them get set up in life and creating the life that they want to live, because that's my mission. That's what I'm all about, and that's what I'm here to help others do, and it's something that makes my heart sing.
Catherine, when did you first realize that you wanted to dedicate your life to helping other people to live the kind of life that you know can be created because you created it for yourself?
Well, frankly, Chloe, that was over 30 years ago. And at the time, I didn't have the clarity in regard to knowing that that's exactly what I wanted to do. But I did have an experience of caring for somebody who was unknown to me at the time, who was quite impaired, you know, both physically and mentally. And I saw a glimmer of a spirit, like inside this body that really didn't function very well, or a mind that didn't function very well, there was a spirit that was at home. And I went, oh my gosh, you know, everybody who's walking around on the planet, you know, comes from that place. And it was just really the, I suppose, a bit of a wake-up call, you know, in regard to the light that we all have. You know, there's a power or a fuel that supports us all. And I just went, I would just love to be able to support that process of everybody really knowing that. And then also too, Chloe, for me, like my life wasn't great. It was really pretty horrid, really. And I just went, I know that I have to change where I'm at and what I wanted to do. And I just received such incredible knowledge, information, mentoring, that I just wanted to share that with others. So, you know, that's been a process from right at the beginning about 30 years ago until, you know, about 25 years ago, and that's what I've kept on doing in that time.
How long did it take you? You said that, you know, you were in a space that wasn't so good for you. So how long did it take you from being in the space where it was not so good for you to realizing, hey, I've got to do something? And then when you got into action and started working on yourself with yourself, how long did that take before you started sharing with other people?
Chloe, it took very little time at all. And I'm so glad. What a great question. It took me maybe about from the time that I got that sense that I really, inverted commas, should share, you know, what I was learning, what I was gaining, to actually getting into action, about 3 months. However, at that time, I did not think I had it in me. I was shy. I couldn't communicate very well. I couldn't look anybody square in the eye. But there was just this sense of knowing that my spirit would die or diminish if I didn't actually do something. And it was about that contribution. It was about that action. It was about moving. That was really a process that propelled me forward. And it's been ongoing over many, many years. And, you know, from 1 week to another now, I go, gosh, was I that person last week?
Wow. You just said something that's key to me, and that's about sharing. I remember, I've always been a sharer and always wanted to inspire people, but, you know, I came into the real self-development because I was also a broken woman after losing a child and not knowing who I was and how to put my life energies and connect my dots again. And when I started learning and being trained in this area, my mentor really I thought he was being mean and challenging me to share and share, and he told me I was selfish if I didn't share. So, but it was the sharing of it that made it much bigger. And by sharing it, it made it easier to implement into my life even more. Did you find that to be true with you as well?
Absolutely, Chloe. I couldn't agree more. If I had not got out there and shared the gifts, the insights, the learning that I had, I dare say that I would still be, you know, living a life that was pretty much in my comfort zone, because it was a massive stretch to do that, as I'm sure it was for you at that point in time, you know, feeling exceptionally challenged. And one of the things that I've really learned about creating an extraordinary life and living that is that we can expect to be uncomfortable. It's part of the deal.
I love that. Expect to be uncomfortable. Okay, expect to be uncomfortable. I'm going to say that, but it's true.
So true.
It is true.
So very, very true.
So Catherine, what I want to, you are really one of the most extraordinary international educators, entrepreneurs, performance coaches, business growth strategists that I know, because not only are you sharing with people like me, as we said in the introduction, you've been sharing your knowledge and what you know and how to create this extraordinary life with high-level government officials and people like working with people like Robert Kiyosaki. Can you talk about that and how you actually got that opportunity or those opportunities? Because I know that you did that some years ago, or you started working with these individuals years ago, so this is not something that just happened last year.
No, Chloe, it's been ongoing for quite a while. And Chloe, this is, I've always found this a really interesting aspect of my life, my journey, my business, my calling. And I think for all of us, you know, there's when we actually start taking some steps and getting into action, things magically unfold. So for me, where I'm at, like everything has occurred via referral, via somebody taking, you know, some sort of action to share what I've delivered with somebody else, and it's all flowed from there. Which in this day of really high tech, you know, the internet marketing, all that kind of stuff, I still find quite fascinating. So really it's just about coming from that place of delivering the best service I can to whoever I'm with at that time, and out of that typically magic flows. So with, you know, the high-level individuals that I've worked with, and actually it was only just in the last 10 days I had a call from the CEO of one of our country's most leading, prominent, commercially profitable organizations, and he was between a rock and a hard place, as we would say here. He was in a tough situation. He was like, "Catherine, can you please help me?" And I was like, "Good Lord, where did this man find out about me from?" And it was basically just when we, you know, get out there and start doing what we're doing, the word spreads, you know. And I'm not saying that to discount any of the technology that we have, because we're certainly, you know, working with that as well. But typically I think it's about just really delivering the best that we can deliver and sharing what we know and being incredibly compassionate, understanding, and having that ability to support others and truly be present for them that creates so many magical responses. And then, as I say, you know, things just flow from there, Chloe.
Catherine, what would you say to the young Catherine who was so very shy and couldn't look anyone squarely in the eye, as you've just said? What would you say to this young woman who's really ready to break out but has all of this fear and not knowing where to go before you discovered it? Because there are a lot of young women now, today, like that. How do you just start?
Well, firstly, Chloe, I'd say thank you for that question, because it's been pertinent for me. How wonderful. I would say to that young Catherine, or to that younger part of any of ourselves, but certainly to myself, you are okay. You are perfect. You are made in design. You have gifts. You have abilities. You are a resilient spiritual being who was put on this earth for a reason, whatever that may be. And just go out there and just show the world what you're made of and believe in yourself. Back yourself.
Wow. You know, I feel that when you're saying that, that is so powerful, because each person, we have to know that we are extraordinary already. It is within us, and it has to be educed and drawn out. And I know that this is something that you are one of the premier experts in educing and drawing out excellence from other people. Could you share with us a few tips of how you do that and how we can do that on our own?
For sure, Chloe. Absolutely. I say there's a number of steps that we can all go through to creating an extraordinary life. And that would be number one, to honor ourselves. Similarly to what I was just sharing then, is to be able to, you know, really get clear and acknowledge the fact that we are worthwhile. We truly are worthwhile. To acknowledge any little inroads that we make, any big inroads, you know, they don't have to be massive. So often we can invalidate the steps or the gains that we have along the way. It would also, too, in that process of honoring ourselves, really knowing and getting an understanding of what it is that we truly want. Know what we want and have the courage to be able to say to ourselves, this is what I want. This is the kind of life that I want. Rather than just accepting what it is that we've created from the beliefs and the influences that we've had up until this point in time. And there's a number of other things, but are you with me so far on this, Chloe?
Yes, I am, Catherine. I am, and it's so amazing because so many people, for whatever reason, will not be true with themselves about what they really, really want.
Mm. Absolutely. And it takes, I think, a lot of courage, Chloe, to be able to acknowledge to self, this is what I want. This is the kind of life that I want. Honestly, if I looked back, you know, 20 years ago and said, okay, in 20 years' time, this is the kind of life that I want, I wouldn't have been brave enough at that point in time to say, this is the kind of life that I want to live. Because at that point in time, I didn't believe that I had it in me. So I think it's really important, regardless of where we're at, to just be really true with ourselves. And I'm not talking about blue sky dreaming, you know, oh, I want to live this magical, idyllic life and I want to be weighted on hand and foot and have grapes peeled for me, you know, just truly about knowing what's important to us and really honoring that. So from my experience, you know, what's important to me is my family. Like, I love my family dearly, you know, and my friends, those close relationships are really important. The contribution and my ongoing learning, you know, that's something I'm just really, really keen about. So all those things are really important. And so often in the day-to-day world, we hear, you know, you've got to have money up there, you've got to have your financial freedom up there. And you know what's really interesting, Chloe, is that over decades, I have helped people achieve that. And I've achieved that too. But I've really kept true to what is important to me and what it is that I wanted, and in the process of that, just done what I need to do to honor those things.
This is wonderful. I'm really enjoying this. I want to go to a little commercial break, and when we come back, I want to talk about the process of learning and investing in ourselves for self-development to take us to the next level. Is that something that we could start sharing, Catherine?
Absolutely, Chloe.
Okay, I'm your host for the Setup Radio Show, Chloe Taylor Brown, and we're going to be right back and talk more with Catherine Taylor in just a few seconds.
If you have been feeling insecure, weak, stressed out, uncertain, and with no energy, then please allow me to introduce you to the Personal Excellence Profile.
The best.
The PEP is the superstar. It shows a profile of individual excellence in 12 vital abilities. By elevating these 12 abilities, the individual's team, family, institution, state, or government will have the capacity to move out of and to rise up into higher levels of being, higher levels of excellence, higher levels of living. It's time for all of us to show up more confident, poised, sharp, savvy, and dynamic with great energy. It's time to get your pep on. As always, you can connect with Chloe and experience the Personal Excellence Profile by visiting www.chloetaylorbrown.com.
We're back with Catherine Taylor. I'm your host for the Set Up Radio Show, Chloe Taylor Brown, and we're talking about creating and living an extraordinary life. And if you'd like to connect with Catherine, you can log on to her website at www.powerhouse, that's powerhousecc.com. That's powerhousecc.com. Catherine, this is exciting. I know that you are a woman who knows about learning and developing and investing in yourself. Tell us what you have done to invest in yourself, some of the techniques you've done, and also I want you to talk about all the money that you have spent in your development, your ongoing training, because people need to know the value of this.
Chloe, let's just say I could have bought myself a few mansions. The thing was, Chloe, as I look back, I took bite-sized pieces. When I first started out, there was just, I was so terrified to actually go and make the call to my first coach and mentor because I truly felt, reasonably inadequate in relation to where they were, because at that point in time, I was putting people up on a pedestal. And, so it took me actually even about 3 weeks to make the phone call first off. And then I just started doing very regular work. And I've found this is really key over time, is the regularity of work rather than a workshop here and, going for the rah-rah and the big ascension and everything's wonderful. That's nice for a week or two or a month or two, but there's no momentum gained in that. So for me, I've always come from that place of momentum, the continuity of work, the continuity of not just the learning, but also to that process of self-discovery. And I honestly don't believe that that ever leaves us. I think it's with us until our dying day. And that's part of the process that we're here in life to experience and then sharing that with others. But I've traveled to Europe, I've traveled to the US, I've done much work here in Australia. I have had a number of coaches and mentors from different areas. And also, too, Chloe, another thing with that is in the process of working with that, I have found a key group of people, like my own little inner sanctum, my own safe haven, people who I know that I can be truly open and honest with, who will support me regardless of where I'm at, regardless of what's going on, people who really back me and who truly want me to win. And there's been, I don't know how many days. I haven't done a count on the days. I've done a count on the number of dollars. And as I say, I could have bought a few mansions with that. But, it's definitely an ongoing process. That's my experience of it.
Well, you're talking about your team, and it's so important that we all know that we're only as powerful and dynamic as the team that we have with us and around us. We can write a book by ourselves, but we can't do very much with that book without having a dynamic team. And so I always say that, you're only as strong as your team, and you have a magnificent team. And I've met a couple of the people on your team. I want to share with the listeners that, Catherine, when I first met you, first of all, I met you in a group. We were a list that we all shared, and we were sharing our wins, and we encouraged each other. And everything that you wrote, I just kind of hung on to it. And finally, I built up my courage to send you an email, and we started exchanging emails. And when I finally met you in person during some training, you don't know this, but I looked at you as a rock star, and I had you on a pedestal. And when you shared some insights with me and you took the time to encourage me, it was amazing. And I remember very distinctly being a little bit insecure, maybe even a lot insecure. You told me flat out to stand in my power. I was a little my feelings were a little hurt because you weren't being nice, and we know the root word for nice, and that's not you. So you were not being nice. You were saying, stand in your power, along with some other things, too. So how do you get women to stand in their power who are not trying to be a coach or a trainer, women, period, to stand in your power?
Chloe, first up on that, it's really, as I go back to one of those first steps on living an extraordinary life, is anybody who wants to stand in their power truly has to honor themselves. And then secondly, to have people around them who will back them on that, who will champion them on that, who will challenge them on that. Same as I did with you. Like when I first met you, I went, my God, here is this magnificent woman who has so much to bring to the world. And, you know, at this point in time, she's finding her feet. And because you're just so gracious, Chloe, and so elegant, people were really gentle around you. And maybe it's part of my Australian culture and my Australian upbringing, where we kind of sort of say it as it is. I went, my God, you are a magnificent woman. Stand in your power. And also, too, because I recognized that in me. And I saw how many years I had wasted. And it breaks my heart when I see any woman, any man, or any child actually minimizing themselves or not fully standing in their power and just really getting into the world and sharing with the world who they are and what they bring.
Wow, that's incredible. Now, I want the listeners to know that Catherine works with men, women, and young people at very high levels and also right where you are. I want to talk more now about creating an extraordinary life. I just want to read just a little bit. An extraordinary life is about seizing the potential and power that is already within us, that is within me. I have this power within me. It's about being energized, educated, and supported in you creating and living a life by your own design. We can design our own lives. We can create the lifestyles that we know. First, we have to acknowledge what do we want. And then, Catherine, could you share a little bit more about this course that you're offering?
Sure, Chloe. The way that we come from an extraordinary life is really about unlearning some of the influences, the beliefs, the mindsets that we carry, and then to use our God-given gifts that we have to create the life that we want. So it's an unlearning process and a learning and creative process. So then we go about creating, well, if I want to create these results, who is it that I want to be in this process? Who is it I need to be? And because that dictates so much of what we do. So that's really like a big motherhood kind of perspective in regard to it. And with that, you know, we encompass many things like being intentional, being incredibly intentional and bringing so much more consciousness and presence into our day-to-day living and what it is that we want and how we go about creating that. We also
I like what you just said. Excuse me, go ahead, Catherine.
Please. No. Continue. Sorry, Chloe.
I love what you were saying. Who, once you decide what it is that you want, you said, now who do I need to be to make this happen? Who do I need to be? This is key. I talk about creating these personas and identities to help us to make our life work more of the way that we want to make it work. You know, before I became a coach, I was not a coach and a trainer in corporate America, so I had to create a different identity and persona that was different from the model that worked with Armani than it going into corporate America. So I needed to be someone, not me, the essence of who I am, but I needed to show up and walk in differently. And I didn't have my runway stride on, but I had poise. So I would like for you, if you can talk about how to get people to understand, based on what they want, that they have to create that persona, that identity, or that who they're being to go along with that.
Certainly. Well, firstly, that is really coming to a place of understanding that we do have this gift, that we do have this ability to create who it is that we want to be. Who we are today can change. We are not set in stone, and that's the beauty of our human existence. So that we can change that, it does take time. You know, I certainly don't promise it happens overnight, that's for sure. But to be able to believe that we can create who it is that we want to be, and then look at what it is that we want to create. We often find as we go into an extraordinary life, a lot of people don't necessarily fully know exactly what it is that they want. So we help them in that. You know, we do some one-on-one and we step them through that. And then once there's clarity in regards to that, okay, this is what I want to create. So even if we take a subjective view at it and look at it from the outside in and say, well, if somebody else wanted to create that kind of result, who would they need to be? Now, some people might have resistance on this and they go, well, you're not being true to yourself. You know, you're faking it. You know what? I think we're faking it when we're not conscious, when we're not mindful. And we've just bought the program that, oh, if we pretend, inverted commas, to be somebody else, we're not being true to who we are. That's so not true. So, like as you shared, Chloe, you know, you didn't have your runway stride on, but you had the poise. It's like you had a sense of who you are. We still remain very true to our values. So at our core, at our essence of our true self or our spiritual being, we are more than true, more congruent. And from that place we go, well, okay, playing out in this day-to-day world, who is it I need to be? And I just went through this process just, oh, I've done it a few times actually in the last couple of weeks with people at really high level corporate, well, corporate Australia and corporate UK levels of going through this, well, okay, they want to create these results, so how do they need to modify maybe their communication or maybe soften into a position or to take a stronger position, to be more forthright? It all depends on what the result is. So that would be the first steps that I would see, Chloe.
Great. I like that because, you know, some people think that if they shift from who they've been, one of our coaches said called it created as, people think that if they shift from who they've been created as, that they're being fake, as you've said, but we're all malleable. We can change and we can groom ourselves and we can condition ourselves. You know, we can, as you said, unlearn and then relearn, learn some new things and package that. That's all branding. Would you say that's like a high level of branding?
A very high level branding, Chloe, absolutely. You know, and as we go through this, I know I myself have personally experienced this where some friends that I've had for, you know, 30-odd years have gone, but Catherine, you're not like that, because they're actually seeing me as I used to be. And so often the people around us, they don't really like us to change too much because it creates insecurity. So they project onto us who we were, you know, and that's what we should be like. And then we buy the program, we buy the story. Oh, that's what I'm like. But that's not necessarily true. So that's where I think if we can really just harness this great gift that we all have to be able to let go of the personality that we've created for ourselves and be somebody entirely different, we can work on that step by step, Chloe.
Step by step. I've done it a few times. A couple of times I wasn't as intentional. I just thought I was just transforming from being from a little country girl in Mississippi and moving to San Francisco to be a model. And I really had to unlearn a lot. And then being trained and going off to Milan and Paris. And I remember when I came back to New York the first time, I met with some models that I had really been training with in the very beginning. And one of the models said to me, she was paying such close attention to me, and she said to me, I like the old you better. And
wow.
I was in shock that she said that, because I didn't like the old me better. The old me was so insecure and just, you know, uncultured and not trained. But I found out later that she did like the old me better because the new me that she called the new me was intimidating to her, and because I was growing too much and too rapidly, and it was she didn't want that for me. But when I learned what was happening, I just kind of let that go. I let that go and just move forward because I had no choice but to move forward. So we don't let other people who can't understand what we're doing stop our growth. I want to go to a commercial break now, Catherine, and we're going to come back. And I want to get into the substance of creating and living an extraordinary life.
Excellent. Thanks, Chloe.
Okay, we'll be right back on the setup with our guest, Catherine Taylor, all the way from Australia.
Why are over 150,000 people a month joining the 90-day Body by Vi Challenge? Because we're North America's leading weight loss and fitness challenge. No gluten, no lactose, diabetic-friendly, kosher-certified, 100% risk-free, 100% guaranteed, and it gets better. Lowest sodium, lowest sugar, lowest carbs, and with over 300 recipes to make your shakes fantastic every day, this is not a fad. This is a movement. Join the Body by Vi 90-Day Challenge at www.ambitionchallenge.com. That would be ambition with a Z. Are you up for the challenge?
Hello there. I'm Chloe Taylor Brown, your host for the Setup Radio Show, and we are speaking to Catherine today, and we're talking about an extraordinary life. And Catherine, I want to get right into some of the things that we're going to be doing, recognizing, regaining, and utilizing our potential and our power so we can overcome self-sabotage and become more focused, purposeful, and create the results that we want. How do you see ways that we are sabotaging ourselves?
Oh, so many, Chloe. where we minimize our power, where we make less of ourselves and the opportunities that we have around us, sometimes how we're even occluded to the opportunities because we're just not fully present enough to really see what's available to us. So with that, you know, I would really suggest that we are very conscious around handling the things that come up, you know, using that coaching or mentoring, whatever it is, you know, for each individual that helps them move through those things, because we do have so much available to us, and often we just don't see it. Certainly from a place of sabotaging, that even just some of the basic things, Chloe, that sometimes we're not even just well-rested, well-fed, well-hydrated to be able to function really well in this world. Life gets really busy and very full, and if we don't have some downtime, some quiet time, some time to debrief, and take note of where we're at and how we can actually enhance our life, you know, that's something that would be sabotaging.
Wow. And do you think that with the self-sabotage, when we're sabotaging ourselves, does that do other people connect with us and help us to just do ourselves in even more, or are they aware of what we're doing?
Well, it depends, I think, Chloe, largely on the kind of people we're dealing with. Some people, when we're sabotaging, they jump in there, boots and all, and they really help us to sabotage even more. It's like, oh, good, you're not going to win. Go down. Yet others will really take a strong position in regard to that, those who truly want us to win, and just go, you know what? This really isn't serving you. So there's a bit of a polarity that plays out there, and it really depends where our overall mindset's coming from, you know, where our thoughts are typically running, you know, for a better portion of each and every day as to what kind of people we will draw in, those that will actually contribute to our sabotage or those who will actually support us in breaking free from that.
There's a young lady on the call, BJ. She says, don't expect me to be who I used to be.
Oh, go, BJ. I love your style.
I like that, too. Don't expect me to be who I used to be. Okay, Catherine, tell us about breaking out of influences, because I'm going down the list of, you know, some of the things that you're going to be offering in your extraordinary life, and I want you to talk about that more in detail and how the people can participate if they'd like. But what do we do to break out of some of these influences that are just controlling us?
Well, first off, Chloe, we need to be able to see where those influences come from. We've all experienced them, and anybody who says they're not influenced by anyone or anything else is in denial, quite frankly. So we're all influenced in regard to, if we look way back, you know, our education, our sporting groups, our church groups, our families, our friends, the media at that time, and even today, you know, we're influenced. We get so many messages coming in a constant stream, a constant flow. And if we're not really aware of what is important to us, what our true values are, and what it is that we want, we can be easily led. We can be led astray. We can be influenced. So the very first and key step is being able to recognize some of what those influences are. The second step to that is being able to then sit in a place of non-judgment and say, well, is this true for me now? Is this something that I want to hang on to, or is this something that I want to change? It doesn't make anyone or anything right or wrong. It's just about being very sovereign to the kind of life that we want to live for ourselves and for those that we love. They're the first two key steps, Chloe.
That reminds me of what, I don't know if you know Dr. Phil in Australia, but he says, well, how's that working for you now? Things that used to work for us that we're still doing, we don't have to continue if it's not working for us any longer.
So very
now, Catherine,
true.
I see that your next point is develop powerful strategies to overcome fear, self-doubt, and frustration because of lack of solid results. Just talk about that for a little while.
Certainly. So overcoming fear, Chloe, really a key step in that, again, is coming back to having a sense of who we are. And when I say that, I'm not going down the, you know, personal development route of I have to know who I am, because honestly we could lay on a buttoned leather couch for decades and not know that, because it always changes, you know. If we get hooked up and once I know who I am, then I'll be okay. I can overcome fear. I can overcome the blocks. I can overcome sabotage. But it's about getting a sense, getting an understanding, getting a feel that we are actually a spiritual being. We are true self. We are not our mind. We are not our personality. We are not our persona. We are not our identity. And when we can come back to that place, that is the place that fuels us to be able to go about and create and live the life we want. That gives us the fuel to actually step outside of our comfort zone. If I relied on my personality to be able to do some of the things that I do, I'd be long gone dead, truly, because it's just not the strength or power there. So it comes from that place of spirit, that place of heart. That's where the fuel is to be able to break through some of those things. And with that, it's not just an emotional sense. You know, I'm not just talking about, oh, we've all got to sit around and feel wonderful about this. It's also too, you know, there's education involved in this. There's some ideas that we put forward that we have to kind of mull through our own mind and our own experience, our own body and our own emotions to be able to get to that place of like, yeah, there is something more than this living, this wonderful mind that I have, and the crazy mind that sometimes runs rampant. You know, that's not all of who I am.
Wow. So really, literally, I am me. Being, I am me, I'm me, in my personality, my individuality, my dream, all of that is wrapped around me. I get to choose what I want to wrap around me to create my extraordinary life. That's what I'm hearing you're saying.
You're hearing right, girl. Yeah. They're just aspects of who we are, and I know that when we come to that place of going, I am a multifaceted individual. There are many aspects to who I am. And honestly, there are hundreds of aspects to who we all are. And so often we just label ourselves or narrow ourselves down to, you know, just half a dozen different things. You know, I am, you know, typically we put our role in there, whether it be, you know, a parent, a partner, whatever our job position is, whatever our business position is, you know, and then some of the wonderful attributes that we have, you know, I'm kind, patient, loving, I'm sometimes cranky, I'm sometimes short-tempered, you know. But it's so narrow in the perspective, whereas if we actually open up the floodgates and go, you know what, I am multifaceted, there are many parts to me, and that we come to a place of accepting those parts and not resisting or fighting any of those parts, but working with them, we have an incredible opportunity to generate change in who we are and the kind of life that we lead.
This is extraordinary, and I think this is a wonderful opportunity for you to share with the listeners about your courses and your workshops and Extraordinary Life for International Students. And that's starting this month. Is that next week or has it started?
Oh, no, it hasn't started as yet. Oh, it starts later next week. An Extraordinary Life, which we do for students from international locations. You know, it's a process that we run online. It's very powerful. We start with one-on-one, just supporting everybody and clarifying what it is that they want. Some people are really clear in that, and kudos to them, and we understand what it is that they want, and we support them in a course of, well, given that Christmas is coming up too, you know, a period of nearly 4 months in regard to just working with them to help create the kind of life that they want. We do this by going through and having a look at some of those influences. You know, we pose lots of questions, lots of exercises, you know, that can be done in about an hour or so each week. And where people go through this process of self-discovery even further. What's interesting about it, Chloe, I have delivered an extraordinary life now for approximately 7 years. I've delivered it to tens of thousands of people. Every time I deliver more. So there's gold in that, in as much as everybody who comes on board, because they share that ongoing evolvement that we all go through in creating the life that we want, you know, it creates on a group collective level. So it's very powerful. We've got mentoring sessions as well, you know, where we help people create the momentum. They can call into us, ask their questions. We support them in that. Plus, we also, too, give them strategies that they can use. And fundamentally, a strategy is just a systematic process to use to help achieve goals, because how we naturally respond, you know, our natural responses aren't often appropriate. You know, we usually go into flight or fight. You know, we rebel or we deny or we procrastinate. And this is one of the key things that I see. You know, so many people know that they've got more inside of them. There's more to life. There's more to me. And that's a hungry and thirsty spirit that's crying out right there. And so we just give the strategies, the education, the mentoring to be able to support that unfoldment. Plus, as I say, a systematic process to go, okay, you want to create that? Here's some steps that you can use to create that. And we check in. So we use accountability for those who want it. Not everybody wants accountability. We understand and appreciate that. So, yeah,
You champion the people that you're working with, and you're also challenging them and supporting them. And what I like, you're saying, you're talking about momentum. Do you find that the key to great success in Extraordinary Life for International Students would be the momentum?
Absolutely, Chloe. Rather than a two-day event, this is spread over a few months. And we're with everybody every week. We're checking in. We're working together. It's like, if you really want to create some really great changes, it really does take some focus. So this is why I've developed the program to run over a period of time so that that focus can be in there. You know, it's nearly 4 months of total focus on you. versus, you know, a two-day program where we go, rah, 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 isn't it great, I'm wonderful, and we get out and a couple of weeks later, we've lost that fuel, we've lost that steam. I know that doesn't work. So that's why we do
one thing to motivate someone. Yes, what you're saying is the rah, rah, rah. It's one thing to motivate someone, but it's a whole nother story to be able to educe something from them and to get them into action, to inspire them into action, to start leaping with excitement and getting the knowledge and running it into their lives and making to really transforming right before their eyes.
Absolutely, Chloe. And look, I know this from personal experience and also from the thousands of people I've worked with over many years. It's that momentum. It's that continuation of the work that really, you know, it's those little steps, time after time after time, that really does make the big inroads. Where you sit back in 6 months' time, you go, gosh, I was back there 6 months and look who I am now. Look what I've created. And we so often really discount how much gain that we can make.
Right. Speaking of story, there's Suzanne's story. She's made a comment. She says that I think your personality will get you further than you think. It radiates through the radio. She's saying this to you, Catherine, Suzanne's story.
Well, thank you, Suzanne Story. You know what? I dare say that's my heart and my soul that radiates through that. It's my passion for this because I know it works. We've had the results. They've proven over many, many, many years. And thank you so much, Suzanne.
So tell the listeners again how they can connect with you to find out more about An Extraordinary Life for International Students.
You can connect with me on Facebook through Catherine Taylor Events, no spaces. That's Catherine with a C, Catherine Taylor Events, no spaces in between the words, or at our old website, which is just transitioning this week, which is powerhousecc.com.au, AU because I'm in Australia. You'll find some really basic information there, but I'd really suggest coming through Facebook, and certainly Chloe too, if people want to connect with me through you, hope that's okay, because we're
okay,
actually
sure.
In a rebranding process at the moment, and so hence we're, just, as I say, transitioning on our websites at the moment. So I would just love to be able to support people in any way that I can to enable their movement forward, and also too, just to connect. I love to connect. You know, I am a people person through and through, and if there's any way that we can support the process, well, you know what, I'm here. And Chloe, with that too, any way that I can support you and your game, because what you have done over these last few years is just miraculous, girl. You are a force to be reckoned with. And
thank you so much.
That
I'm spreading from ear to ear. I love that. I love when you say that because I know that that really means a lot to me. I know you're not flattering me, and I've worked very, very hard, and I'm very proud of myself and my transformation. It wasn't something that happened overnight. I have invested way over $250,000 in my transformation. Hours that I cannot tell you, tears, sweat, just long, hard work of sacrifice, and it has all paid off and is paying off. And I'm very, very pleased with myself and all of the people who've encouraged me like you and have worked with me, who've challenged me, who've championed me. And that's what you're doing in your Extraordinary Life for International Students, because it's I'm not special. This could be for anyone, anyone who wants to make a change in their life, who wants to unlearn something that's not working, run that out, and learn some new things and run that into your new life. And Catherine is an amazing person, and she's created this platform. Tell us again, Catherine, more about this. When does it start, the exact date that this course starts?
It starts November 22nd, and it's an evening time course. It runs from 7 p.m. Chloe, you'll have to help me out here because your time zones in the U.S. get me really out of kilter. But
okay,
it's
7 7 p.m. Australian time.
So it's a 7 p.m. start, but it's November 22nd. If anybody's interested, we won't go into the fine details here because I get really confused. I travel around the globe and I go, dear Lord, what country am I in and what time zone am I in? So I'm really good at the creative process and not so good, clearly, on those fine details like time zones. So, and it runs over a course of near 4 months because we do have a break over the Christmas New Year period so people can spend that with those that they love and enjoy the holiday season. And it is a weekly ongoing course. There is 10 weeks where we actually work in workshop style online, and we have group coaching sessions and mentoring sessions in amongst that as well. So, it's for really, Chloe, the way I see it, an extraordinary life is for anybody who knows that there's more inside them. They know that there's more to them. They know that there's more to life. And they want to really just ignite that, and not only ignite it, but also to have that flame burning over time so they can create the kind of life that they want for them and those they love, whether that be financial freedom, whether that be better relationships, whether that be better health. It doesn't matter what the want is, because the principles are fundamental. They work in any area. And we've found this over many years and with many thousands of students.
We have a great question that's come in through Facebook from Samantha, and she wants to know, how do you go from mediocrity to living an extraordinary life when you don't have money to invest in yourself? She says that we've invested all this money, but what if you don't have any money? That's a great question.
Well, it's a great question. And Samantha, let me say, when I first started this path, I was $800,000 in debt and I was a single mum. So I feel you, I hear you where you're coming from. And for me, what it was, and for those that I've worked with over time too, it's just about, what is my internal dialogue? What am I doing? Those steps that I went through earlier, you know, honoring yourself, knowing what you want, being intentional, using your gifts, sharing your gifts with the world, making a contribution. You can do all those things and they don't cost a dime. So it's about starting there, and it really is about committing to the process. Then this is what I did, of going, you know what, I need help on this. So I got really smart financially because I had to, because for me, at the place that I was at, I just didn't feel that I had it in me to be able to do it on my own. I needed help, and there's nothing wrong with that, that's for sure, you know. So start with those things, and you can make great inroads from that place. If you've got the available cash to invest, fantastic, it'll fast track it. But if you haven't, that is no excuse, that is no reason not to get started, because it's about you supporting yourself and coming to that place of watching that internal dialogue, making a contribution, getting very clear and very intentional. And Samantha, if you're in that place, my heart goes out to you. I totally understand where you're coming from. And girl, you've got to back yourself. Anybody who's in that situation, you've got to believe and back yourself regardless of whatever anybody else is saying or whatever that crazy mind of yours might be telling you.
Here's another question on Facebook, which I wonder why all these questions didn't come in before. And this is from Regina. She says, how do you remove yourself from negative people if these people are the ones that you love? That's a great question.
That's a great question and a big question. Thanks, Regina. So number one, I'd say check and see if there's any blame that's happening. I'm not suggesting that you're doing that, Regina, but just check in on that. Number two, if there's negative people in your life that are having an influence from you, you know you need to remove yourself from them, and maybe at this point in time you're not currently in a position to be able to do that, you need to be able to create a plan so that you can have a great exit strategy. And in the meantime, whilst you're doing that, you need to keep body and soul together and really be very, very diligent in regard to your own self-care, internal dialogue, and having that clarity to see what is true and what's not, what's being projected onto you and what you're projecting onto others. But definitely create a plan. Start taking a step. So often, Chloe, I have heard from people who think they're in a situation that can't change, but you know what? We can all change. We can all remove ourselves from a situation. And it might take time and it might take work and mindfulness and consciousness to be able to bring that into being. But that is certainly where I would be looking at using this process of being able to remove yourself from those people, you know, that don't necessarily support you.
This is so amazing. We're just going to have to stop. We're not finished. We're just stopping because it's 10 o'clock and our time is over. If you'd like to connect with Catherine, you can go to Catherine Taylor Events on Facebook. She's changing her website over to Catherine Taylor. What are you changing it over to, Catherine, very quickly?
Thank you. We're going to powerhousepotential.com.au, actually, Chloe. But it's hiding there in the background in the ethers of the internet at this point in time. So Facebook will be a great way. And I'll post on your page from Catherine Taylor Events, Chloe. So if people go to your page, they'll be able to click on that link and connect with me.
Okay. Catherine, thank you so much for your generosity, for your wisdom, for your insight, and giving me this wonderful opportunity to just be in the spirit of play with you. And as we share our knowledge to be able to support other people to go from mediocrity to living an extraordinary life. Thank you so much, my friend.
And Chloe, thank you so much for the honor, and to your listeners, thank you for sharing your time with me. It's such a great honor. We all deserve to win. We all deserve to have an extraordinary life and to live that. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And next week, join us as our guest is going to be Stormy Wellington. Goodbye for now. Bye-bye.
Good night.